You wrote this blog post earlier this year, and I want to start out by reading part of this.
Sure.
And then follow up on this. The TVA's carbon reduction numbers show real solid movement in addressing the challenge of our generation, and I thank all of those at TVA, past and present, that have moved the agency in this direction. Of course, myself and my staff will continue to call it like we see it, and we look forward to calling out more good news in the future. Now, a few years back, I don't know if I would have imagined those words coming from you. What's changed?
Well, I think a number of things have changed. I think the global situation has changed. I think the awareness about how serious climate change is and the fact we have to address it. Those of us over the years that have been advocating for this have become more sophisticated and found better ways to cooperate with the agency and help bring them information and also then work with elected officials about the importance and the significance that TVA has. There's no one thing that has led to this, but it is almost like a perfect storm of things. And let me be very clear. Lower natural gas prices, the economic recession, the advancement of technologies in renewable and energy efficiency, all these have made the market conditions such that TVA can move in this direction with less pain than what they could have done, say, 10 years ago.
Would you call it a culture change at TVA?
Absolutely. The Kingston coal ash spill, if there's a silver lining in that, it would be that TVA took a hard look at this particular fuel source and this technology and begin to rethink their relationship with coal. And Tom Kilgore, who was the CEO at that point, I think it had a very deep personal impact on him. And I think the leadership of TVA, to their credit, stepped back and did some evaluation. Now, that's not to say that TVA is anti-coal and all the stuff you hear. It's that they begin to look at this and realize the market conditions are changing, the technology's changing, renewables, energy efficiency is becoming much more cost effective and is actually becoming a significant generation resource. They've made commitments to nuclear power over the years. We're not big fans of that, but that has enabled them to move in that direction. So they said, we don't really need this like we used to, and therefore they were able to move away.
What's the response that you get from people who have known you for a long time to hear you, you know, praising these most recent efforts from TVA? Are they surprised?
They might be, but what I've been saying for years hasn't changed. We've always been champions of clean air. We've always been strong champions of renewables. What we have always said is we weren't critical just to be critical. I mean, I didn't wake up in the morning and say, well, how can I go make TVA executives have a bad day? We had a very clear vision of where we wanted things to go, and we used advocacy aggressively to move in that direction. So what I have never been afraid to do is give credit where credit's due. And so the fact that we're moving in this direction, the fact that TVA is retiring coal plants, the fact that I can get up and from my home in West Knoxville and see the Smoky Mountains more days in 2014 than I could in 2004 and much more than I could in 1994, that makes me happy. And that needs to be recognized. That's credit.
Stephen Smith is the executive director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.